This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The ACLU, once a champion of conscience rights, is suing to compel delivery of abortion drugs by a pharmacist without doctor consultation. The drug disconnects the flow of nutrients to a developing child in ostensibly the early part of pregnancy. The suit seeks to scrap those kinds of restrictions that try to put some safety into a dangerous drug cocktail that includes ulcer drugs used to complete an abortion. The White House says Congress should respect religious freedom in its confirmation process. Congress once simply confirmed the character of judges, but recent efforts have taken on ideological tones to openly challenge candidates over religious affiliation. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. In other headlines, pro-life groups are asking for a pro-life replacement in the wake of HHS Secretary Tom Price's resignation last week. The recent House vote to ban pain-capable abortions saw support from only three Democrat representatives. And City University of New York professor Dr. Joel Brind is again demanding honest debate over the abortion-breast cancer connection. Abortion advocates are using old data, obscuring accurate information on biological processes, and ignoring an explosion of Asian cancers clearly connected to that region's extreme growth in abortion rates. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.